On patrol Longboat Key Police Reports, week of May 15, 2026, May 8, Wages of Wrath, 8:19 a.m. Officer Van Dyke, Officer Miano, and Officer Pescuma responded to the 400 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a report of a verbal argument between a former employee and staff. On scene, the officer separated both parties. Officer Van Dyke spoke with a former employee who said she was on the premises to obtain a paycheck from the previous week when she felt management was trying to deny paying her owed weekly wages. She further said she was agitated with the staff and desperately needed the funds for rent. Then Officer Van Dyke interviewed the store manager, who stated that the former employee had called out sick numerous times and was terminated due to that reason. She further explained they attempted to contact her earlier to obtain information to be able to pay her through direct deposit. The manager also advised they attempted to explain this to the former employee. She became agitated and escalated the verbal argument. The manager advised the former employee that once she completes the direct deposit form, her owed monies will be in her account by close of business this day. The former employee completed the necessary form without further incident, which was subsequently returned to the gas station to process. The gas station owner requested a formal trespass form be given to the former employee, which was done by Longboat Key Police Department. A copy of the trespass warning was given to the gas station management. A copy was also issued and explained to the former employee. The former employee was advised of the trespass warning particulars and further advised the warning is in place for 1 year. Longboat Key Police Department's agency copy, with both parties' signature and the former employee's right thumbprint, was completed. A teletype for the trespass warning was sent to the Sarasota Sheriff's Office dispatch for entry and future reference. No further action. Case clear. May 9th. The Mystery Mako, 3:42 p.m. Officer Van Dyke responded to the 300 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a suspicious boat. A white Mako was observed to be tied down to a post in the ground in proximity to the mentioned location. Upon further investigation, the registration was determined to belong to a member of the club. The security guard stated that he will take care of the situation going forward. Case clear. Saw you at 5:23 to 5:11 p.m., Officer Miano and Officer Pescuma responded to Hibiscus Way for a town ordinance violation of noise in the area. On scene with the complainant, officers observed and heard power tools being used around 5:23 p.m. Officer Pescuma interviewed the subcontractor and was observed utilizing a table saw at 5:23 p.m. The company was issued a citation for violating town ordinance of not using power equipment after 5 p.m. Case clear. Tangled up in line, 6:58 p.m. Officer Troyer responded to the 2300 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for an injured seabird caught in fishing line near the pool area. On scene and located the seabird caught in fishing line in the vicinity of the pool. The seabird was freed from the pool area but refused to cooperate to remove the remaining fishing line from its wing. The seabird was also observed with a badly injured wing. The seabird fled to the nearby beach brush where they couldn't access the same area. There were multiple attempts to flush the seabird out of the brush, were met with negative results. The seabird fled deeper into the brush, where they could no longer able to observe its whereabouts. Officers advised staff to call the police department to further assist if the seabird retreats from the thick brush. Case clear. May 10th. X marks the spot, 6:36 p.m. Officer Tillman responded to the 4000 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive. Upon arrival, it was determined that the complainant had a previous relationship with the woman. The man explained that the two had a boyfriend-slash-girlfriend relationship until 2 months ago, when the two went their separate ways. The man stated that since then, she has blocked his number from several devices and still feels as if she is being followed. On this date, the woman approached her boyfriend and her family on the beach and stated that he wanted to talk. He said that he was not willing to talk and that if he did not leave, she was calling the police. The boyfriend stated that she lives an hour away from this location, and there is no way this was a coincidence. The woman is a full-time resident of South Africa and does frequent the United States. The boyfriend also stated, at no time did the confrontation become violent, and there is no signs of physical violence in the past. The girlfriend said she wanted a police report documented in case of future involvement. Case clear. May 11th, Hot Hood, Cold Case, 2 a.m. Sergeant Montfort, while on patrol in the 3900 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive, observed a vehicle parked in front of a residence under construction. Sergeant Montfort had recently patrolled through the area and did not observe the vehicle previously. The residence is currently under construction and feared a burglary may be occurring. Sergeant Montfort pulled into the lot and observed that the vehicle was hot to the touch and was recently parked. Shortly thereafter, SGT. Montfort observed movement inside of the residence and a man was walking out the front door. Sergeant Montfort announced his presence and his reason for the contact. The man was from Mexico City and is currently in the U.S. working for a construction company who is working at the residence. The man produced a work order which displayed his name. The man stated he normally stays in Palmetto and that he did not want to sit in traffic on his way to work. Sergeant Montfort inquired if a certificate of occupancy was issued, but he was unsure. The man was sent on his way without incident. Case clear. May 12th. Served, not scammed, 9:02 a.m., Officer Maple was dispatched to Dream Island Road for an officer standby call. The call was in reference to a civil process serving by Manatee County Sheriff Office Deputy Cowling to the complainant. Upon his arrival, Officer Maple met with the deputy and complainant, who was concerned of a possible scam attempt by someone acting as a law enforcement officer. Officer Maple stood by as the woman was served without incident. Case clear. Keys to Nowhere, 11:02 a.m. Officer Zunes responded to the front desk of the police department for a public works employee who wanted to turn over a set of found keys he had been given by a resident. Officer Zunes tried to find the owner through his contact at the post office, came back negative. The keys were placed into a temporary storage locker for safekeeping. May 13th, the Manatee Vanishing Act, 10:33 a.m., Officer Miano and Officer Pascuma responded to Binnacle Point Drive for an injured manatee. On scene with the caller, the officers observed two manatees in the water, adjacent to the shore. The manatees were alerted to their presence and fled the area, unable to see if the manatees were injured. Case clear. Casting in the wrong place. 7:33 p.m., Officer Pascuma was dispatched to Bay Isles Parkway in reference to a suspicious person. The caller reported a man fishing on the golf course. Upon arriving on scene, Officer Pascuma observed a man fishing. The security guard and Officer Pascuma made contact with the man and advised him that he is not allowed to fish on the golf course, whereas it is private property. The man said he was unaware and departed the area without incident. Case clear. May 14th. Leash lessons. 1:42 p.m., Officer Van Dyke responded to the area of the 7,000 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to an animal problem. Responding officers located an unleashed dog and advised the owner to keep the dog leashed or on the boat. The subject was compliant and the dog was relocated to the boat. Case clear.